RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard Thursday morning in the great city of Richmond, Virginia. VCU game night tonight on The Fan against the mighty Eagles of American University. They're no Niagara. They're better, but they're still not good enough. I got to push them around. Got to win this one. All right. Y'all know what I want to start with. We'll get to the Commanders. We'll get to Jaden Daniels. JMU in the college football playoff. 3 days away. 2 days away now. Wow, that sneaks up on you. Yesterday it was 3 days away. Today it's 2 days away. Will Wade is the coach at NC State. You remember him from his time at VCU. He spoke his mind often. Well, last night they had a basketball game. After the game, he spoke his mind. Here's Will Wade.
It's tough. We got a lot of nice guys. Got a lot of nice guys. Got great team GPA. We got all that stuff. Over 3-0. Got all that stuff. It's wonderful. We're running a daycare. We're running a competitive Division I college basketball coach. I am into academics. I was a teacher. I'm happy about 3-2. But we're running a competitive basketball program.
Okay, this is going to be an all-timer from Will Wade. I feel it. We're cooking. We're cooking early. We got a 3-0, and that'd be great if we ran a daycare.
He's vicious.
The man speaks his mind.
Yeah.
I loved it. All right, keep going, Will. You're cooking. Go for it.
We take on the personality. We got a lot of casual personalities on our team. We don't have people that are revved up and ready to go. I mean, I had one of the kids come to me, oh, I'm tough. I said, you're not in the top 50 of the toughest players I've coached. Not even the top 50. I don't want to hear that. You ain't tough.
Jeez.
We're halfway through the Will Wade rant. Megan's here. Before we go on, Megan, I trust you did not watch Texas Southern against NC State last night.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Okay. NC State, 8-4 this season, playing against Texas Southern, which entered the game at 1-8. One win, 8 losses this season. Bad team, obviously.
That's very bad.
Would you like to guess what the score was that has triggered this massive rant from Will Wade?
I'm going to say it's a big, big difference there. There's a big gap.
You think Texas Southern won the game against NC State? What if I told you that NC State won by 36 points?
That is a bigger gap than I was thinking, but that's a lot.
His team won. Will Wade's team is the winning team.
Jeez.
They won by 36 points.
Jeez.
And this is how he reacted after the game. All right, Will Wade, keep on cooking, buddy.
I chart all of it. We made 88 mistakes in our shoot-around. We made 23 defensive errors, 13 offensive execution errors. 36 on those. The other ones were different. 36 errors on those. Our first team made 14. Our second team made 22. How the hell can you be on the second team and watch the first team do it and make 8 more mistakes?
Okay, he's mad that practice went poorly before the game.
Yeah.
They won the game by 36 points.
Yeah.
He's steaming mad that practice went poorly before the game.
I don't understand that.
I love this guy.
I like the 8 more mistakes part, though.
He's good for content.
Yes.
He's walking, talking content. He did this at VCU, too.
Seriously.
Wes McElroy used to host this show. And he would come in, Wes, I heard you on the radio.
Yeah.
I heard you talking about how we can't rebound. I told the guys. I fired them up. I played that clip where you said we can't rebound. And we rebounded tonight. Thanks, Wes.
I want to know, like, the player reaction to these clips.
Yeah, because, like, you yell a few times. And yeah. Phil Martelli yelled on Monday to get VCU going. But he said, I do it once or twice a year. Will's not a once or twice a year guy. He's a once or twice a day guy. You gotta laugh at a certain, like, it's hard not to laugh when he's hit. That's a great all-timer basketball line.
Yeah.
We got a 3.0 GPA, which would be great if we were running a daycare, but it's a competitive, it's a competitive basketball program.
He's just vicious. I'm telling you, if I was in there, I would cry.
I'm telling you, that is an all-timer of a line.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be seeing and hearing that for the years to come. One more. We're not done yet.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're not done yet.
Is it concerning that it's taken this long to get things going? Is that
it ain't going.
Yeah.
Shit, it's concerning. It's taken this long and we're not there. And we got all high major games from here on out. Kindergarten's over. We got all high major games from here on out. I mean, it's concerning.
What the heck? Bro.
Kindergarten's over, Megan.
And to repeat, you said his team won.
By 36.
Why is he this angry?
36 point win. Practice went bad.
This is
practice.
A win is a win.
Practice didn't go well before the game, Megan.
A win is a win.
Kindergarten's over. You take your 3.0 GPA and skedaddle on out of here.
Good grief.
Will Wade, everybody. Love that dude. He's good for content.
He really is.
I can't promise VCU game night will be that good. In fact, I can promise you VCU basketball game night will not be that good. But after the game, Robbie and Rodney will chat with Coach Phil Martelli right here on The Fan. VCU against American. It's Ramley night tonight at 7 p.m. You don't have to lament not having Will Wade. We got Phil Martelli. He's got the crew rolling. They're coming off of a scary halftime three-point lead that turned into a blowout win against Niagara. We'll see if they can keep that momentum going. American tonight, Ryder on Monday night, which will incidentally be our last show with you before we bounce to the holiday break. Tomorrow on The Fan, Meg going to be supervising. She'll be hovering by the phones. About this time tomorrow, we're going to make the call, and you can call in and win tickets to see VCU against St. Bonaventure. I said my piece yesterday. We don't need to revisit it. It's a monster basketball game. The Bonnies don't like us. We don't like them. Always a fantastic basketball game. Always delivers. This will be no exception. And the A-10, the conference that spends all offseason saying, how can we get more people to pay attention to A-10 basketball? VCU's good. St. Louis is good. St. Bonaventure is good. George Mason's good. George Washington's good. Shoot, Dayton's good. How can we get more eyeballs on our product? The conference that says that for 11 months a year has scheduled VCU St. Bonaventure for New Year's Eve at 2 p.m. Yeah, we're not relitigating it, but it's dumb. New Year's Eve, 2 p.m. at the Stew. I'll be there. Zach said he was bringing rum. I don't know. Things will go off the wall. But it's a big game, and we're giving away tickets to it tomorrow right here on The Fan. So you want to check in with that. We're with you until noon. A1 Radio takes over. Noon to 3, of course, Grant and Danny after that. Lots to get to today. I want to talk about the Chicago Bears sending a letter to their season ticket holders yesterday saying that they might move to Indiana The Indiana Bears, get out of town. Joe Burrow weighed in on his future with the Bengals, of course. The Commanders continue practicing. Today is the final practice day. We'll actually get the injury report today. AWOD will relay that on to you for Saturday's game. It sounds like Laremy Tunsil will be out. Marcus Mariota's got his work cut out for him over these final three games here. Who do you want to see succeed for the Washington Commanders? We'll ask the question. Who needs to step up, earn a roster spot, earn a look for next year's training camp? Would certainly love some Ben Sinnott. I think that's probably going to be the most popular answer. How about on the offensive line? Brandon Coleman switching around. Chance for him to redeem what's been a tough season there. Chris Paul, is he the starter moving forward? A lot of questions will set the stage for the Commanders and the Eagles this week. It's Thursday Night Football tonight, and this is, I would argue, the best Thursday Night Football of the year. We got the Rams and the Seahawks, two best teams in the NFC, going at it. Bye in the first round, one seed on the line. It should be a lot of fun. We'll get you set for an exciting Thursday Night Football game. Parney drops by at 11 for the Parney Happy Hour. He'll make his picks. I'll turn in my card, make my picks. We'll include college football playoff picks as we get you ready for JMU in the CFP. That's Saturday night in Eugene, Oregon, 7:30. We'll make sure you're ready for that one. We'll turn in our picks for the week. On the other side, though, high school football has one game remaining this season. It's the All-Star Game, the Big River Rivalry. Gary Hess will set the stage, set the table for us to dine at a buffet of high school football delights. On the other side, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. We need the break, I guess. This show's a disorganized mess. We're off the clocks already. What happened was I came in this morning, and our big boss, Bennett Zier's here, and he had donuts, so went down, chatted with people, then came up. It was 10 o'clock. I think I said to you right at 10 o'clock, oh my gosh, forgot to check in with Robbie Robinson. Luckily, Robbie is a kind man and a flexible game day schedule, flexible enough to join us for a few right now. So we bring him in on a VCU basketball game day. Robbie, how's it going?
Good morning. It's game day. Absolutely. Always. I'm always ready for you, MP. I'm like the reliever that you just need a couple outs, you get him up, you walk the leadoff batter, oh, I got to get Robbie up, and then I need like 10 pitches and I'm ready to go. So that's all you need. You text me at 10:18 and we can be talking at 10:34.
Left-handed reliever, best job in sports.
That's it.
Very best
phenomenal.
Job.
Absolutely. Yes, it's sensational. That and like a punter, I think, are the two just fun jobs in sports.
Oh, yeah. In backup quarterback behind like a Peyton Manning or, you know, not Mahomes right. This year, but normal years, like a backup where you know every week we're good.
Odds are in your favor that you're not going to play. You don't want like a running quarterback because that guy could get banged up in a heartbeat. But
yeah.
You're right. A Manning, a Drew Brees, a Tom Brady, to be their backup, you realize you'll very rarely play. And if you do, it's most likely in a blowout and you're just handing the football off to somebody, which you've done thousands of times in your life. That's who I am for you, at least for you, MP. For other people, I'm not going to give them that kind of access. You tell AWOD he wants me on. He can't call 5 minutes before. AWOD's got to book it with my agent 2 days before, and then we'll talk fee. But with you, MP, because of your pedigree as a sports writer and a media gadfly that you are, I'll do anything for you.
Media gadfly. I will put that on my business card and take it as high praise. American University coming to town tonight, the Eagles. I was impressed to see Phil Martelli channel the Ray. I think he called it fire and brimstone with you after the game there. He got everybody back on the right track. I guess tonight we find out if that carries over into the rest of this homestand.
It's interesting. He said that in the post-game interview that I think you're referencing. And
yep.
I said, what was it like at halftime? And he was very, very transparent. And I love that about him. He is a very forthcoming, transparent guy to talk to. And I think that separates him from a lot of coaches in general. And it's just great to have someone that can be so honest. He said, that one, I got into the guys at halftime. And I'll do that. He said, probably done that only 3 times in his career, which is, I guess at the time, he felt like that was needed. And sure enough, came out in the second half. And that game was peculiar on Monday because we didn't play great, but we won by 26. How are you? No one should be frustrated with winning by 26. That is a good win. I mean, that's a solid. I don't care who you're playing. You win by over 20 points, and you should feel good about yourself. And I think while it wasn't perfect 40-minute basketball, whatever he did at halftime worked, and I would imagine that they'll continue that on today. At least I hope they will against American, because you only get so many of those. And if you use one early in the year, you've got to figure out, he can't go in and blast them today. I can't imagine at halftime, right?
No.
I mean, you've been around sports long enough to know that just doesn't really work that way. So he strategically realized that the season was kind of at a little bit of a tipping point. That's what I would suggest, having to go in and do the fire and brimstorm. And you feel like the season's a little bit of a tipping point, and they responded, which is great.
It's, you know, in baseball, they do the players-only meeting. Well, lots of sports, they do the players-only meeting.
Right.
But you always strategically pick, right? Like the Nationals did one this year before the Rockies came to town for a four-game homestand. Like, because you never want to do that and then it doesn't work. You want to have a little bit of knowledge, like, this is going to pay off.
It is a risk, because you can only go to that well so often. And also, if it doesn't work, and
yes,
then you go. And so fortunately for him, it worked, and he has that in his cards to play halfway through the LaSalle game, or if we're just not playing great against George Washington, he knows he can go back to that and the guys can respond. But if you do it too often, you're Danny Hurley, right? I mean, then it just becomes white noise and the guys tune you out. So I would imagine he caught their attention on Monday. And it's evidence. Again, Michael, we only gave up 58 points. That's a good job. Like, anytime you hold a college basketball team to under 60 points, tip your hat. I don't care who you're playing, Niagara or Kansas. And that's I think, the result of him finding some levers to pull.
If all you look at is the final box score, you would have no inkling that things went wrong along the way.
Right.
Yeah.
That he needed to do it, right? That if you look at the final box score, it does not show that there needed to be a halftime reaming,
yeah,
if you will.
Only thing I want to talk about today, Robbie, is Will Wade's rant last night. Did you happen to catch it?
Oh, no. What did I miss? I woke up late. I woke up late because I stayed up late. You know what I stayed up late watching?
I'm ready.
West Wing. West Wing.
Classic.
It's back on Netflix, and I'm just back into it. It's like, don't know. It's like, it's so. Anyway, I did not hear about Will Wade's rant. What was he ranting about?
We're not tough. We're not tough. We got a 3.0 team GPA, and that's great if you're running a daycare, but we're running a competitive basketball team.
That's what he said. Our guy, man. He is unique, and we're not. First of all, that's a fascinating job to throw a big GPA at. I don't, like, when I think of, like, really smart people, and they're. I mean, and my church runs a phenomenal daycare, and that, anyway, that's so what do you make of that? MP, like, Michael, I need you to break that down. This is your show. Tell us how we should feel about that.
Will Wade beat Texas Southern by 36 last night. His team
so he was moaning about his team despite a 36-point win?
I think he's been sitting on this because they lost to Kansas in overtime. You can't ream your team for losing to Kansas in overtime. They lost to Auburn, but that's an SEC top-ranked team. They lost to Texas, but again, like, that's a tough one to break it out after they scored 97. Like, I think he's been sitting on this for a while and just didn't have the moment to break it out. I think he'd been waiting.
Well, I mean, tip your hat to him. Will knows what he's doing. He's won a lot of college basketball games. Last night.
That's the clip around here somewhere of him thanking Wes McElroy for the motivation after a win, after an A-10 win that I like to break out from time to time.
You just wonder how much of that is theater. Or how much of it, like you said, he's sitting on it. We just beat somebody by 46.
I think
it's interesting that he ties in the grades. That's usually a third rail, right?
Yes. It's not where I would go at all.
I mean, you said we have a bunch of nice guys. We have some real kind-hearted people, which is great if you're running a daycare. Maybe that's what he meant. I don't know. Maybe he mixed his accolades. That's funny. Good for. I've keyed it up. It's like 4 minutes long, so I see it now on Twitter.
We'll give you something to do when we're done before the pregame show starts.
4 minutes and 11 seconds, right.
I think, like, big picture, you know, I think there's also a little bit of, like, that is a tough market to break through in. You got Duke, you got UNC, there's pro teams. Like, you know, NC State is the third wheel down there in a lot of ways. Like, I think he wants to be a... on that circuit, a known figure there in Raleigh as well, which, I mean, good for him. It's good for business.
I agree. I would, if he called me and said, what do you think? I'd probably say, hey, you be yourself. That's phenomenal. But also sustained winning is going to do that.
Yes, it
like,
is.
Like, you can't do that 6 weeks into your first season there. Good night. I mean, they wanted to hang Coach. I think they did actually. Didn't they hang Dean Smith in effigy, and they wanted to run Mike Krzyzewski out of the building, and they did run Bob Valvano or Jim Valvano out of the building. Like, you've just got to win for a long time, and it is there to wrap their arms around you. You just have to win, and I think it's like that anywhere. It's like that with our coaches. Sustained winning is what gets you there, and not. It's hard to manufacture that, and despite what the guy's doing at Indiana, Coach Cignetti, which is, I think, an outlier and is just a freak of nature, what's happening in sports there, that doesn't happen all the time, but I think fan bases think it can, and that's not fair to a lot of people. So you can't manufacture immediate relevance just in 6 weeks, even if they're 13-0, even if they would have beaten Kansas MP by 15. Like, you can't – it just takes time. And patience, and man, I just feel like sports these days doesn't have that in their arsenal.
But this one goes to 11. Why don't you just make 10 your highest? Well, no, this one goes to 11. Mark, you mentioned Cignetti, Mark Byington having a season at Vandy, something in that JMU water.
That's great.
Yeah.
No, that you're right, but I think. To try to back up my point.
Oh, your point, by the way, I just want to vouch for your point before you vouch for your point. Kurt Cinetti has ruined so many. Like, I went to Kansas, right? Like, I'm a Jayhawk football guy, and how many of my fellow fans have posted, why can't we do that? Like, Indiana can do that. Why can't we do it? Because it's a once in a lifetime. Like, it's a lightning strike.
It is, and you have to. Now, they've done a good job of keeping him. He signed a long term deal, and it looks like, at least on paper, he doesn't plan to flip that job. If he was going to flip the job, this would have been the year to flip it, right? I mean, with all the huge jobs that are open. So it seems like he's going to do that. He has. And to a large part, we heard that too and continue to hear that with other basketball programs. What do you guys do at VCU to have that kind of enthusiasm and energy and excitement? It's like, I'll tell you what we do. We hire good coaches and we doggone win, and we give them resources to win, and we don't cut corners. And Ed McLaughlin, our athletic director, and Mac Afork, who'd be mad at me for saying his name, those guys, they treat this in the way that Kansas treats their program, North Carolina treats their program, and that's why we win. You can't cut corners. And I think a lot of other college basketball programs, not necessarily in this area, but around the region, like the greater region of North Carolina, Maryland, Delaware, I think they cut corners, and you can't do that and win. And that's why we've had the sustained success that we have, and that's why we're very relevant in this market. We tell people, like, people know whether the Rams are winning or losing in Richmond. They just do, and they sometimes they live and die by it. When we lose to New Mexico, they're upset, and I guarantee the GDP of Richmond was a little bit lower the day after we lost to New Mexico because people just didn't feel like spending their money. And I guarantee after we beat Tech, that Black Friday was a lot better than maybe it would have been had we lost. And that's just the way VCU is in this market, which is great. But we didn't earn that in 6 weeks. We earned it in 6 years in a Final Four run and sustained NCAA tournament success. You got me on my soapbox today, MP. I hope I'm not killing the vibe.
This has been a phenomenal segment because I'll co-sign on everything you just said. You're absolutely right. Not only is he better at doing my job than I am, he can do his own job as well. Tonight, 7 o'clock, VCU basketball against American. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. Robbie, it's always a thrill having you on, and we get one more on Monday.
Look forward to that, MP. I hope everybody's having a great Thursday. Still some tickets available tonight. Come watch the Rams. If you're bored at home, holidays, come watch us play.
Hey, there's better ways to spend a Thursday. There's not a better way to spend a Thursday. You should go out to the Siegel Center. This is why Robbie's going to have the show, not me. Robbie, have a great call tonight. We'll catch you down the line.
All right, brother. Talk to you later.
All right. We got to take a break, but we're back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. All right. It feels weird to be closing the books on 2025. And also, I can do both. We can do a segment laughing at Will Wade because that was a hilarious rant. And also, we were talking to Gary Hess earlier. Gary's like, I'm ready to get out of 2025. Gary had two major leg injuries in 2025. I get that. Parney went through some stuff in 2025. We'll turn the page. This is our last Thursday show until January 8th, which is kind of crazy to think about. Also means it's our last Parney's Picks of the year. But we love having Parney on. He is, like us, ready to turn the page, I'm sure, into 2026, and he joins us now. Good morning. How's it going?
What up, MP? 2025 hasn't been so bad. It's been great, actually. We got, I guess we did groundbreaking for CarMax Park in 2024. Right,
right, and you'll open it next year, and that'll be I think of if we're doing MP top 10 moments of the year that I'm going to carry with me forever. Last day at the Diamond is one of them, and you know, sure, it was a celebration, but it was bittersweet in a lot of ways.
I've told this to more people. I've said it more than once. And I actually said it last night to somebody. It was a celebration of life, like a funeral, right? Like the last day at the Diamond was incredibly emotional. As a matter of fact, like the anesthesiologist when I was doing my procedure a couple weeks ago, she's like, "Oh, I was at the last game. Are you the guy that threw the first pitch? That was really emotional. I cried. I breathed deep." And then I breathed deep and I was out for like 4 hours. I woke up, I'm like, where's everybody at, man? I wanted to carry on that conversation about the last day of the Diamond. That was pretty cool. And they made me breathe deep. But anyway.
Well, let's do a whole show sometime, like inappropriate times to bring up that the person is a local celebrity. Because we both had those from time to time. And like not now, we're taking a piss. You know, like there's moments where like, there are moments where I would love to talk to you about the Commanders, you being anybody, like anybody listening to this show. If you run into me today, I'm having lunch, I'm out of lunch, come up, say hey, chat about the Commanders. I love meeting you guys, talk good with you. And yet, like, there are moments, like moments before they put the mask on you and knock you out, maybe not right then.
I didn't mind it at all. I thought it was great.
That's why you're the best.
It actually made my day. And I also got to do an NCIS reference when they put me on the table. I'm like, wait a second. I'm a huge fan of NCIS. This looks like Ducky's office and Ducky's room. Is something going to happen here? And they all died laughing. It's all as funny as that.
Okay, I had one bomb in an operating room once. And I got a vasectomy. We're just going all the way there. I'm in the vasectomy room. And, like, I'm not Go ahead.
We're talking about your vasectomy on your show.
It's
right now.
You never know what's going to happen on MP on the mic. I'm in the room. I'm not like a big read the instructions guy. Like everybody does this. Like it'll be fine. And you know, I'm smelling like something. Smells like something's burning. And he goes, "That's you." I said, "Oh, is that part of this?" He goes, "Yeah." He said, "I'm halfway done." I said, "You could stop now." We'd call it the Lance Armstrong. Which I thought was pretty good. And I think he's probably heard that 7 billion times, and he rolled his eyes and kept burning.
Yeah, no dice on the joke.
Your audience. Like it wasn't the time. It wasn't the time.
Yeah, well, I welcome all references to squirrels talk and squirrels memories. I don't care where I'm at. So I could be in the hospital. I could be in the dump. I could be in the dumper. I could be wherever. If you want to talk about the squirrels, you go right ahead and talk about the squirrels, because it is, along with Tanya and our kids, the squirrels are the love of my life.
It's good to hear you back to being enthusiastic, by the way. And I am so excited for next year, because there are going to be so many milestone moments along the way. There are going to be a ton of.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun.
Yeah, we had a Skrulls holiday party on Tuesday night, and Lou flew down for it, which he'd never really done before. So that's the significance of the moment, and it was just a real celebration. Like, the scores were growing like crazy, right? Like, there was over 50 people probably in the room, and that's just, you know, full-time staff. So it's good to see the young or new faces of people, some local people that have been professionals in Richmond for a long time, but that are now moving, taking their talents to Carmax Park. And it's just good to see the energy, the enthusiasm, the countdown. Ask Anthony Opperman how many days to April 7th. He'll be able to tell you right now, I promise you, because it's coming at us fast. But just the excitement that's in the air. And as Lou talked on Tuesday night, I mean, there were a lot of really dark days over the last 15 years. You know, there's a lot of times when he and I would leave meetings together back when I was still the CEO, and would look at each other and, like, want to cry, or would look at each other and want to, like, you know, rip each other's face off, not because we were mad at each other, just because we were frustrated. So the fact that we got there, I drove past it last night on my way to the Pier Tan and to get some party pants, and the CarMax portion, it's just going to be, it's hard to explain, MP. Like, I don't recall if you and I haven't toured it together yet, but I don't know if you've toured it at all, but it's hard to explain to people how special it's going to be. And Ben and Anthony and Ted and everybody there, Jamie, everybody's making a lot of really great decisions, like, you know, moving the game times a half hour so that fans have an hour and a half from gate opening every night, because people are going to want to explore, right? People are going to want to figure out where they want to park, what are the great concession stands and concessions items that they want to eat. And it's going to take time for people. And so I thought, you know, moving the game times to 7:05 or whatever it is, you know, and giving the fans another half hour to enjoy CarMax Park was a very, very, very smart move. And I didn't even have to senior advise on that. Like, they did that on their own. And I think that they're doing a lot of really great things to make this what some people, MP, thought was something that would never happen, right? Like, how many people do you bring up when you, as a local sports celeb, bring up the CarMax Park? How many times do people respond, I didn't think it was going to happen?
We're doing our Richmonder end of year stories, you know, tying up loose ends from the year, and baseball stadium came up, and that was the number one question, like, is it going to open on time? And there are people who aren't going to believe it will open on time until you open the doors that night. Because that's how it works here.
Well, Benny and I, and I think Anthony was in this conversation the other night at the party, like, everybody's been doing such a great job that literally is not on my mind personally. I mean, again, I'm part-time. I'm not there every day. I don't see it. I actually haven't toured CarMax Park since the end of the baseball season. But I see what they're doing, and I believe in Gil Bain and Patrick and everybody over there that's there on a daily basis. Those people that are building the CarMax Park it's personal for them. Like Patrick, for example, like he is building this for his kids. Like his kids are huge baseball guys, and you know, he wanted to be a part of it. He's a local guy, grew up here, professional here. Like the people that are working on that, though, whatever it is today, again, I'm not there, 150, 180 people that are working on CarMax Park, it's personal for them that they're building this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity in Richmond, Virginia. So that passion and that expertise and that love and that care is going to show through when people finally enter it, you know, next spring. So, yeah, 2026, man, it's going to be amazing. 2025 had a lot of really positive things. But you're right. The closing of the diamond for the squirrels was something that, I mean, someday, hopefully 40 years from now, when y'all put me in the grave, that's going to be a weekend. That's going to be a time in my life that people talk about.
And here's something else that we know that I think a lot of people don't, because you also, I'm sure, get the question, as I do, like, well, how different could it be? A baseball stadium's a baseball stadium. But yeah, you and I have been to enough places to know that the people who think that, when they come, are going to have their minds blown.
Well, that's just it. This isn't a baseball stadium. This is an event destination. This is a place where people can go to have all kinds of experiences. Like, let's just say that our listener down who's going down the road and they own a company of 50 people. Well, they can have their year-end party next year at CarMax Park. They can have a wedding at CarMax Park. They can have a bar mitzvah at CarMax Park. We can have concerts at CarMax Park. We can have, and I'm spitballing here, so squirrels, if you're listening at the Diamond, don't hate me for this. You can have an ice skating rink at CarMax Park. You can have Christmas light displays at CarMax. Like, CarMax Park is not a baseball park. It is a destination for year-round activity. And I think that's something that for years now we've tried to explain to people. And I think people are finally getting it. And you know, Lou starting 804 Live as a separate company to engineer and have these special, different, non-baseball events at CarMax Park is important, because people need to see how serious he and the ownership group are to having year-round events. And, you know, as we continue to sign up founding partners, and Woodfin joined our family of founding partners this past week, I think they announced it last week, you know, one of the reasons that people are doing that, one of the reasons CarMax signed on for naming rights, is because of, it's not a ballpark. It's a year-round community destination for people of all ages to make memories for now your daughter's generation. Like, your grandkids are going to go to CarMax Park someday, hopefully. So I think that's the big difference, is it's not about baseball, while the baseball will be important, but it's about all the other things and all the other memories that can be had at CarMax Park, because the Diamond, bless its heart, it wasn't built for that. That's it. It just wasn't built for that. It was built for baseball.
It's going to be a fun year. Parney's with us, getting excited for 2026, as I am as well. He joins us every week to make football picks, and this is a big, I want to continue with this, because you know I love talking about the new stadium, but we got serious business, Parney, because this season you have correctly predicted 37 NFL football games, and you have incorrectly predicted 37 NFL football games, and that leaves us with just this week.
Well, and let's remind our listeners that are in their office or driving around or whatever they're doing in Richmond, Virginia, 37-37 is, you're not losing money, you're not making money off of me, but last year you did. You did make money last year if you so choose to do that. I'm not saying that you take these picks are for amusement only, but I'm just saying, 42-19-2, I think, is what we were last year, right?
It was a phenomenal year. We all vacationed with in tropical paradises with drinks with little umbrellas in them last year.
But it's important to be over 500 because it's hard to have a weekly segment to pick football games if you're under 500. So this is an important week for us.
Very important week. Let's get to it. Packers Bears NFC North battle. These are the top two teams in Chicago Saturday night. Packers are 3-point favorites.
Oh man, Wyatt, our producer from Party Time, just moved to Chicago. You knew that, right?
I did.
Yeah. What an idiot. It's like 15 degrees below. Wyatt Kruger's moving to friggin' Chicago. But how cold will it be on a Saturday night at Soldier Field? What's the point spread?
It's 3 for the Packers. Yeah, it's not going to be a pleasant evening.
Give me the Bears. I want the Bears. I want the Bears in that game for a bunch of different reasons. And I think Ben Johnson's gonna prove that not only was he Mike Murphy's roommate at University of North Carolina, but he's worth all the money that the Bears are paying him to change the organization and to change Caleb Williams.
Cowboys not officially out of the playoffs, Parney. They do have to win out and the Eagles lose out to make it. They are hosting the Chargers, who are in. Chargers are 1.5-point underdogs in Dallas.
I'm going to very quickly say give me the Chargers, but there's also an interesting situation. I'm going to put my sports journalism hat on. Jesse Minter mentioned often about the University of Michigan job, which the chaos that's around that, not only football program, but the whole athletic department. But Jesse Minter could be the successor there at Michigan. He's the defensive coordinator for the Chargers, so keep your eye on that. But I've been saying for like 6 to 8 weeks that I will not be surprised if there's powder blue at the Super Bowl. So give me the Chargers. Cowboys are done. I'm sorry to all my friends that are Cowboys fans, Carney Bragg, whoever you are out there in radio land, Cowboys are done. Chargers will beat them by plenty of points.
Broncos, 3-point favorites. I missed the hook there. 3-point favorites hosting Jacksonville, a pair of teams that are in the playoffs at the moment.
And that's in Denver as well?
In Denver. Denver 3-point favorites against Jacksonville.
Yeah, I haven't been a believer in the Jaguars, but here's how we pick some games. Ian Gardeck, former Squirrels pitcher and former Biscuits pitcher, called me yesterday out of the blue. He's going to work for the Toronto Blue Jays next year, and we had a very nice conversation. His brother, Dennis Gardeck, is a linebacker and special teamer for the Jaguars. So, therefore, let's go with the Jaguars.
There you go. Jaguars for Parney. He's got 2 picks left to make. America's Game of the Week, Lions-Steelers. Lions 7-point favorites at home.
I'm not saying the Steelers are going to win, but
you get 7.
You're going to give me 7 points. I'm going to take them.
Yeah. And Sunday night, Patriots-Ravens. Ravens 3-point favorites, despite being 7-7.
So the Ravens, I think, might be one of those teams that sneak into the playoffs and then end up playing the Chargers for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. It seems like the Ravens, no matter if they're 1-5, I just felt like they're going to be there in the end, right? And
always.
So I think that's the case. So give me the Ravens.
Give them the Ravens. Parney, always fun hanging with you. I'm sure we will keep up offline. If not, we'll catch you in 2026.
I think that next week there might be the bottom of a beer bottle for me and you to chase on occasion. I want to publicly thank you, MP, for all your hard work that you do on our Party Time podcast. We had a great season 2. We're going to have a great season 3 with you and Cheats and Joe T. And everybody over there at the radio station, happy holidays to everyone. We love you. My family loves you. The Squirrels love you.
A great note to end on. Parney, take care. Catch you soon. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 at The Fan, now 105.1 FM. All right, then. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Festive week here at Odyssey HQ. Our big boss, Bennett Zier, BZ's been here all week. So everybody's a little extra festive. Rebecca Wild, Wicker and Wild, run Mix 98. Which has Christmas music on all season long, of course. Richmond's home for Christmas music. Rebecca brought over these glasses that have Christmas lights on top of them. So it's a very It's a very festive time of year. You think about the holidays, you think about marshmallows by the fire and Christmas songs and all those things, but you also think, I think, about the Big River rivalry every year. And of course, we welcome in Gary Hess for one last Thursday in 2025. Gary, how we doing?
Oh.
I lost Gary there for a second. You still there, Gary?
Hello, are you there?
I gotcha. I can hear you now. How we doing, Gary?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I feel great. So, yeah, next Thursday is Christmas Day, and the next Thursday is New Year's Day, and we had a little staff vote here, and we've decided we're not going to make you do your appearances on those days. So this is the big finish.
Well, yeah, let's put a bow on 2025. And in some ways, I'll be glad to see 2025 come to an end.
Yeah.
Considering some of the challenges I've had physically. But, you know, it's funny because you mentioned this is a fun time of year. But when you and I get together on the radio, it's fun all the time.
365 days of fun. You better believe it. Gary Hess, one last high school football game. Tell the folks.
Yeah, you know, I just have really grown to love this game because it is it's a Big River rivalry. It's an all-star game. The Richmond Touchdown Club started this back in 2013, missed 2 years because of COVID, so this is the 11th time they've done it. And basically, it's all-stars from the high schools north of the river against all-stars south of the river, and they play, you know, seniors only, so it's kind of a cap to usually a pretty stellar career. And then, you know, and then every penny that is raised from the game outside of the expenses goes to local charities. And so we get a chance to celebrate 804 high school football. The seniors get to play one last game, get to put on a show for fans and raise money for charities. It's just win, win, win. It's a great event, and it's this Saturday at 12 noon at Randolph-Macon.
Win, 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 but only one team gets to win, and you've been to a few of these, Gary. They've been known to get a little competitive.
Yeah, you know, my favorite thing about the All-Star game is it's an All-Star game. Oh, well, it's just fun. And then it gets to about the start of the fourth quarter, and it's close. Hey, we may as well win this thing. So last year's game went to overtime and came down to a two-point conversion attempt, so... yeah, it's and through 10 games, it's 5 apiece for the North and the South. So somebody takes the lead in the series as of Saturday as well.
Well, there's no neutrality here. You know I ride hard for the South side. I'll be cheering my boys on this weekend. You got to stay neutral up in the booth. Those are the official rules of the game.
Publicly neutral. I can be privately, to myself, I can feel however I want.
I know all about that, for
yeah.
sure.
yeah.
Rewind me to state championship weekend. Verina does what Verina does and did not. You said the only team that could beat Verina is Verina. They didn't. They held serve. What a dominant season for the Blue Devils.
It was a dominant season, and you could tell in pregame warm ups Loudoun County was overmatched. And it's funny because Verina got the ball first, fumbled on, I think, their third play. They stuffed Loudoun County 3 straight plays. Loudoun County misses a field goal. Verina gets the ball at the 20, and Damari Carter runs a jet sweep 80 yards for a touchdown, and the route was on. And so it was, you know, there are times where stats can be misleading. You've covered many a football game, Michael. You know, stats don't always tell the story. In this case, stats were very much not misleading. And I got to tell you, you've been to a lot of games. I've covered a lot of games. I don't know that I remember a game or many games, certainly not at the high school level, where a team at halftime had 434 yards of offense.
That's pretty good as these things go.
finished with 600 yards in a high school game, gave up 50, 24-4 in first downs. It was utter and thorough domination. The Blue Devils were the best Class 4 team in the state and went through the playoffs acting like it. You know, when you look at how good Dinwiddie and Huguenot were, and they absolutely just dominated Dinwiddie, and they built a 21-0 halftime lead on Huguenot and won 21-12, you know, they were never going to see anything in the state playoffs resembling that, and they didn't. Blue Devils are deserving champions.
No question. The comparable I've got, and this is totally unfair, the comparable is those John Marshall state title games where they were whipping up on tiny Southwest Virginia schools. But to be clear, that's not what happened here. This was a legitimate opponent. Verein is just exceptionally good.
Yes, I completely agree with that. And you look, I mean, Dinwiddie went 10-0, was 11-0, hosting the second round regional against the Verona team, and Verona went down there and won whatever it was, 34-0. And so, I mean, it's just, they just blitzkrieged the playoffs, you know, and, you know, they kind of adopted, you know, Lauren Johnson didn't invent it, but he's the one you hear it all the time. Because you know you're going to be a playoff team, it's like you approach the first 10 games to get ready for the last five. And, you know, Verona sharpened their knife by playing Maury in the regular season. They played Grimsley out of North Carolina, who was nationally ranked and won a state championship. And those two close losses helped build this Verona team into what it was, and that was a dominant force.
They were a dominant force indeed. It was great to have you back in the booth for that one. Just an exciting ending to a great year of high school football in the area. Gary has to be on the call. What time is Big River Rivalry? When does that get started?
It kicks at noon. We won't have a pregame Saturday, but we'll be on right at noon on our sister station, the Big Flamethrower, 1140 WRVA, and the Odyssey app.
Keeping Richmond warm with its flamethrowing this time of year. Are there any holiday traditions in the Hess household that you enjoy?
There are several. Over and above the sappy family and, you know, my daughter, you know, now that I have young grandkids, they're at their house on Christmas morning for obvious reasons. But on Christmas Eve, they come to our house and they open presents and they, like a tornado runs through our house. And I love every second of it. And we make homemade lasagna on Christmas Eve, and that is always highly anticipated as well.
That's a great tradition. My grandma, who lived in Kansas City, would host family Thanksgiving, and she did not want to miss everybody being there and hanging out with everybody on Thanksgiving, and so we had lasagna for Thanksgiving dinner for many years because she could make it.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Night before and just bake it.
Right.
Yeah. So I,
that makes
I got
a lot of sense.
I got holiday memories around lasagna as well. Do you wrap the presents? I'm not interested with wrapping the presents at our place.
The only wrap, well, when my daughter still lived at home, now before she got a family of her own, she would wrap the presents I buy for Linda, and I wouldn't have to wrap anything. Only thing I have to wrap is the presents I buy for Linda. So she does all the rest.
It's good to have. It's good to have additional hands. That's
right.
That's why you feed them and clothe them for so many years.
That's exactly right. That's right. Parker got home. He graduated from college Monday, and he got home yesterday. And I was like, I'm glad you're here. I have a list of things for you to do.
Yeah, welcome back. Get after it.
Exactly.
Gary Hess joins us on Thursdays for a smattering of fun in this holiday season. And, of course, we'll be off the next couple of weeks. We've got VCU basketball tonight, Gary. Did you hear the Will Wade rant last night? It's all I want to talk about today, to be honest.
I have not heard it, but knowing Will Wade as I do, nothing would surprise me.
Here was Will Wade's opening line. You know, our team's not tough. We got a 3.0 GPA, and that's great if you're running a daycare, but this is a competitive basketball team.
Oh, my God.
Will Wade, by the way, won by 36 last night.
Message sent. I think conference play is getting ready to start.
He said we're not in kindergarten anymore. It's all majors from here on. It's all high majors from here on out.
How about conference play for the Hoos and Hokies opening against each other in Blacksburg on New Year's Eve?
I have thoughts. I think this about VCU as well. So the ACC has 18 games and they got to smash them in somewhere. And I. Like, cover your ears if you need to. I just don't think UVA against Tech in basketball is an event the way that some other games involving those teams are events. Like, I wouldn't schedule it then personally. But they got to play the game sometime. They got to smash them all in before the tournament. The Atlantic 10, Gary, which is allegedly desperate for attention, schedules VCU against St. Bonaventure on New Year's Eve at 2 p.m. That's not even accidentally a good game that you misplayed. Like, that's a de facto really good basketball game that is not on TV and nobody's going to watch. It just seems like maybe not the best way to get multiple bids into the NCAA tournament.
I completely agree with you. You know, there are a few matchups in the Atlantic 10 that you kind of circle. You know, VCU Dayton. Whatever VCU and Dayton play, that's attention grabbing. VCU St. Bonaventure is in that list.
Yes.
And so it should get a glorified prime position. You know, I thought last year they did a pretty good job of putting some really marquee matchups in that Friday night national spot they had on ESPN.
Yes.
And, St. Bonnie's and VCU on New Year's Eve doesn't make any. Yeah, so, you know, New Year's Eve gets this marquee schedule when nobody cares and nobody's watching.
Nobody. It just seems like there's some self-inflicted wounds going on here in the world of A-10 basketball.
I don't disagree with you in the least.
VCU in action tonight. Nobody's begging for this one to be on national TV, but it's important to play the games, important to win the games. They host American University out of Washington, D.C.
I would think Phil Martelli is looking for 40 minutes from his kids after he had to kind of read the riot act against Niagara at halftime before they opened it up.
He said in the post game with Robbie, I don't do that a lot, but I had to give it to him. And it sounds like he lit into him in the locker room. And, like, you know this as a coach. Like, you can't play that card every week because they tune you out. But every once in a while, you got to let them know.
And if you don't do it a lot, it gives it real credibility when you do.
Correct. Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, you don't play that card very often. But, you know, Niagara was what, 2-8? Whatever the record was, it was bad.
They weren't good.
And they're coming to the single season, and it's a 3-point game at halftime. Yeah, I think that was the right time to send that message. And so I believe this last, you know, this game now, American University coming in, has the same record as VCU, 7-4. American is not playing at the same kind of schedule VCU's playing. This is a game the Rams should take care of business tonight. But over and above that, I think he's looking for 40 minutes of effort.
He's getting ready for that St. Bonaventure game. I'll put you on the spot. Most famous American University alum from the basketball sphere that was born in Richmond. Very famously made the NBA for the first time as like a 36-year-old.
From Richmond.
From Richmond, Highland Springs, went to American, bounced around overseas, G League, all those, Australia, all those things, got the call up to the Los Angeles Lakers.
I can't remember his name. I know who you're talking about.
Andre Ingram.
Andre Ingram, yeah, I was just Ingram was. I kept wanting to say Brandon Ingram. I knew that wasn't it.
In Jeopardy, they would have allowed Ingram though. So we'll give you the $400, and you can see if you can find the Daily Double when we get back in jail.
I had forgotten that he went to American. That was before Jeff Jones coached there, I think.
It was a while ago, yeah, because it took him a minute. Yeah, sounds good.
You know what? He made it, and that's what matters. And you know, once again, he had the dream to play in the NBA, and he was willing to do the work and go the extra mile. You know, you love stories like that where it comes to fruition maybe a few years later than originally envisioned.
I think that's one of the great stories of basketball and of Richmond basketball over the last couple of decades. I loved that story for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Gary Hass on the call. Nooner, 11:40 WRVA, Saturday. Big River rivalry. The North has won 5. The South has won 5. Let's settle this on the football field, Gary.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And at the same time, let's end up writing a big check to feed more at a time when people need food on the table.
Very well put. He's Gary Hass. We'll catch you in 2026, Gary.
Merry Christmas, guys. Be well.
All right, there's Gary Hass. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP of the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard, Thursday morning show. Megan hangs out with us on Thursdays, which is always... It's Thursdays with friends.
Yep.
Robbie was fun. It's always
a good one.
It's always fun. This is our last Thursdays with friends until
I know
2026.
I can't believe it. I was writing some of my pet of the week emails and stuff, and yeah. I was like, "Oh my gosh, can you give me a pet for the next 3 weeks because I won't be in?"
Does pet of the week continue?
It continues.
It does continue through the break. Okay.
Sometimes we'll do like a general promo because, like for example, Richmond Animal League has their Operation Silent Night, which is like clearing the shelters. Everyone's got to get fostered or adopted.
Yes.
So in that case, they don't usually send me a pet. You know, we just do
pets.
Like a, it's all the pets,
all
which
the
is
pets.
Amazing. That's what we want.
Yes.
But it's like a general thing.
All right. What's on your mind here today?
Ooh, okay. So I got some good stories. Have you heard of the I'm Not Serving You Coffee Girl?
No. I love that you ask me every week, though. I appreciate that you
That's
ask
just
me.
That's my like that, natural like, transition.
No, I appreciate that you think that at some point I might know one of these things. And
hey,
I love that for me.
You run the Richmonder. I don't know which stories you know and which ones you don't. You're like on top of things, okay?
You're like, did you see this thing on TikTok? No, I didn't. But
do you have TikTok?
But I do have TikTok.
Okay.
And somehow I'm not seeing any of this.
We're on different sides. We're on way
that's
different.
That's what I'm saying.
What side are you on?
I'm always excited to learn, though.
Yeah.
the like probably the sports side, I guess. I don't know.
I'm on like the K-pop side.
I don't have a ton of K-pop content.
K-pop animals, whatever. So, yeah, no. Okay, so basically Hello Kitty over here. Everyone's making like memes about her being like Hello Kitty. And this guy goes to McDonald's. It's like the like wee hours of the morning, ungodly hours of the morning. And he goes and he wants his like $2 coffee, you know, cup of coffee. He for some reason he's just in a really bad mood and he like calls this girl a bunch of names and stuff. And so
the customer.
The customer, yeah. He calls the girl the worker. So the worker, he ends up, I think he actually came into the McDonald's, it looks like. He came into the McDonald's and he's recording her. And she's just, at this point, like he's being so rude to her. She's like, I'm not serving you coffee. And so he posts this video online of her going, I'm not serving you coffee. I'm not serving you coffee. I'm not serving you coffee. Just over and over and over again. And he posts this online thinking everyone's going to be on his side.
No.
They're like,
No, we're on the worker side.
I'm on Hello Kitty's side.
There's like workers are not empowered enough.
Mm.
There's all the memes, you know, the Popeyes workers and all that that tell people, you know, to go. Workers aren't empowered enough.
Yeah.
Anybody who's worked in retail knows.
Yeah.
Workers are not empowered enough.
And
in
they
America.
Always have to put up with like the rude stuff.
You should 100%, like the customer is not always right. Sometimes
they're
the customer is just super wrong.
Sometimes the customer is a jerk.
And you should be allowed to tell them to get packing.
Yeah, I'm not serving you coffee. Good for her.
Yes. I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. And it's just, it sparked a bunch of memes and stuff. I love it. I love the reaction.
All right. This is important civic stuff, Megan.
Okay.
I'm not here for the memes.
I'm ready.
Pennies are gone. They made the last penny 2 months ago.
Oh,
they're not ever going to make another penny again.
See, I think that's weird.
Do you ever buy anything with cash?
I actually do every once in a while because, you know, sometimes like, I don't know, you go to the farmer's market and maybe they don't have the little thing that, you know, you tap your card, they don't have the machine on them.
Sure.
And so you need a little bit of cash.
Yeah.
Just like situations like that. I know certain, I'd like to say King's Dominion went cash. No, King's Dominion cashless.
Yeah.
Cashless.
Some places are still all cash.
Yeah.
Some restaurants. I respect it when they do. Your cheaper bars usually do.
Mm-hmm.
I respect it when they do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with just rounding things up though. I'd like a dollar coin.
Yeah.
I think a dollar coin, because nothing costs a dollar anymore.
That's true.
It's coinage territory now. Like, it used to be the dollar meant something. Doesn't mean anything anymore.
I just think it's weird, though. It's like, we're just going to, like, why? We're just getting rid of it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because money's worth more now.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
There's zero value. Like, would you stop and pick up a penny if you saw one in the hallway?
Not anymore. I used to.
Well, it's a collector's item now.
Yeah. No, like I used to do the whole like lucky penny thing.
Only if it's heads up, obviously.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. So that was so ingrained in me from this like Hilary Duff movie that I watched when I was younger. And she like the penny was not heads up. So she picked it up and turned it over and she left it. And the guy's like, what are you doing? And she's like, only if it's heads up. That's what makes it lucky.
We all know the rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a third one for us?
I do. Okay. So TikTok mom, it's always TikTok, sparks outrage with her daughter's $5,000 Christmas wish list.
How much?
$5,000.
No.
Yes. Yeah. So some of the items on here, they include Lululemon leggings and a new iPhone, the latest Apple Watch, a $2,000 hairless cat.
A $2,000 hairless cat.
Yeah. That didn't sound right to me, but maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. I know dogs can be a lot, so
great.
Maybe cats are too. Mine was free at the farmer's market. But
there's ways to get free cats, yes.
Yeah.
There's also ways to make a cat hairless, but that's neither here nor there.
What is like the most expensive? I sound like the interviewer here. What is the most expensive item one of your kids has asked for Christmas?
Yeah. We've got some Nintendo games. That's probably on the higher end. We're gonna go to New York to see the Harry Potter Broadway.
That's cool.
That's expensive.
That's worth it, though.
Not $5,000.
Yeah. To me, that's worth it. That's not like just a bunch of things.
I still don't understand how we got to $5,000.
That's what I want to know. I want to know the breakdown.
You had an iPhone and an Apple Watch and pants and like I don't know, like my brain here, like pants, how much can pants cost? Like apparently a lot.
Okay, Lululemon, that's $98.
$98 pants. We're still not at $5,000.
We're still not at $5,000.
We're still not even close to $5,000.
I mean, I guess technically, okay, so the cat technically is $2,500. The new iPhone would probably be about $1,000. So there's like $3,500 right there.
This is some like Willy Wonka spoiled brat stuff right here is what this is.
It kind of is. Yeah, no, I didn't do this.
$5,000.
I didn't do this growing up.
You wouldn't have been allowed to do this growing up.
I wouldn't have been allowed to do this.
What's the most expensive thing you ever asked for?
Ooh.
Would have been a Nintendo for me.
It would have been, it would have been like a video game system, something like that. You know, maybe like concert tickets or a new pair of headphones.
Yeah.
I buy myself the big items. Like one Christmas I needed a new I take that back. My parents, when I was younger, they did get me a laptop, but like I needed like a nicer one for like school and stuff.
You're still
I
not at five
that.
Grand.
I'm still not at $5,000.
I don't think you're at $5,000 lifetime.
No. No.
I'm not at $5,000 lifetime.
No, it's too much. I would feel bad.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a big Christmas list.
Yeah. See, mine was like growing up, my dad would always buy us like the big gift. He would buy us the one big gift, the bike, whatever. My mom would do all like the surrounding, the little gifts and stuff, you know, the cheaper stuff. And it was like you gave a list and you fully expected not to get every single thing on that list.
I think that's a good life lesson.
They would pick and choose.
Old cranky guy here. I think that's a good life lesson.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sad.
Good things will happen in those 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. We're back after this. You're listening to Night 10 The Fan at 105.1 FM. And be on the mic, Night 10 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. All right. JMU in the college football playoff, Saturday night, 7:30 in Oregon. One fan decided to take the train to the game. He's online at DMV Adventures. He got on the train in D.C., and he's going to Eugene, Oregon, home of the University of Oregon.
Okay.
Would you like to guess how long that takes?
I have no idea. How long? I mean, I know for me it was like a 6-hour train ride to New York.
That's
and 12-hour drive to Florida.
That's right.
So how long did he take?
The train, well, we'll get to that. The train between here and Eugene, Oregon is scheduled at 77 hours and 3 minutes.
Good grief.
Three trains involved. Yeah. You go from here to Chicago, Chicago to Portland, and then you finish it off to Eugene.
Jeez.
With a little transfer at the end. These are quick transfers, too.
Yeah.
The train from Chicago to Portland takes 46 hours and 12 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Which is two entire days.
That's not even worth it.
So 3 days, 24 hours a day, if it works. You know where I'm going with this.
It sounds like a blood clot to me.
He's having delays.
Yeah.
Yeah. His train got delayed. He left on Sunday. Sunday.
Okay.
He's still not there.
Seriously. It's Thursday.
You're running the numbers on that?
Yeah, I'm going over it in my head.
Think about everything you've done since Sunday. He's been on a train.
That's miserable.
Full time since then.
The train ride to New York I hated.
But the best part of this is he's been posting videos along the way. And the first video is like, I'm in Washington, D.C. We're taking the train. My Dukes are in the playoffs. I'm so excited. And now today's video is like,
It's Thursday.
Get me off of this thing. But he says he's worried now he's not going to make the game.
Yeah.
Which is Saturday night.
I'm glad he factored in an entire week.
It's going to take him a whole week to get between here and there on the train.
I could have gone to Japan and back in that time.
He could have rode his bike there in that time. I don't know. That's probably not true. Don't check my math on that.
Well, like literally the flight to Japan was like, what, 16 hours? I mean.
You could have flown to Japan and back.
And had a couple days in between.
Three times.
Yeah.
You could have just sat on the plane Japan and back three times.
And I'll tell you, that trip was miserable. So I would hate a week on a train.
Now, the train you can walk around.
You can.
They have food. They have the... On this train, they don't have this on the New York train, but they've got the glass ceiling car where you can observe the beauty of America as you roll through the non-beautiful parts of America that takes so long to roll through. I'm from those places. I'm allowed to say that. I hope he makes the game. At some point, you got to just pull the ripcord and Uber at some point, I guess.
Wait, so what made him make this decision?
Well, he travels a lot for work and he's on airplanes a lot and he hates it. And so he thought this would be a fun change of pace to get on the train and go from here to Oregon to watch his Dukes in the playoffs.
It's fun if it's like a couple hour trip.
Remember, he left Sunday.
Yeah.
And his report this morning is, I'm worried I won't make the game.
Yeah.
That sounds like the complete opposite of fun to me.
Yeah. And being on a train for an entire week.
Yes. The Dukes are there. They're practicing. They're getting ready. Look, I love our JMU fans. I love the Dukes. I hope they give it a competitive game. You know I don't think they will, that this is a historically bad matchup. But I'm excited for them to get their turn in the national spotlight. I also hate that there's a good NFL game on right then. You got Packers-Bears right then. Mm. We gotta work this out somehow. Mm-hmm. Now, all college sports problems seem easy to me. Get rid of conference championship weekend. That's the first weekend of the playoffs. Mm. This is the second weekend of the playoffs. Semis on New Year's Day, and then you can have the traditional title game on the 8th. All problems seem easy for me to solve, but I know nobody's killing the conference title games because they make money on them. And Will Wade's got to pay those soft players.
We like money.
To play basketball. Because he's not running a daycare.
This is like a paid thing.
He's running a professional basketball team down there in Raleigh. All right, couple segments left. We'll send you off to AWOD Radio. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Yeah, be the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app.
All right. So I talked about Train Guy on the other side. He literally just posted an update. Is it in the system? I haven't listened to it. Is what we got to say here. So you get your finger on the button in case he's cursy in this video. I don't know. Nobody knows. That's the beauty of this. All right, this is Train Guy's update. He's been on a train since Sunday, going to see JMU in the college football playoff.
Here's your update, and here's a smile on my face as we're moving along right now. That's number one. I think we're gonna make it to Spokane in time to fly out. But number two, because the train was delayed 9 hours, it flipped the daylight. So as we're going through the Rocky Mountains, it should be at night. But now we're going with the sunrise, and it is epic. And just when everything went wrong, everything went right. This is so awesome. You gotta experience this. Go through the Rocky Mountains on a train. Especially when there's snow on the ground. It is so cool. I almost forgot we're going to a football game. So I'll keep you posted. I think I'll be there on time to take a flight to Portland and then to take a train.
All right. That's amazing that he's got a good attitude after all this. Did you catch what he's doing there?
What?
He's going
to
he's going to get to Spokane and then fly. To Ori, he's given up. He's not. The train's not going to make it.
I didn't catch that part.
He's switching to a flight.
Oh, that's funny.
He's got to switch.
That's why he sounds so hopeful.
Because he's going to get on an airplane, which is a notoriously reliable mode of transportation.
Yeah, and he's done with the train.
Spokane is on the far side of Washington. It's easily another day on a train from Spokane to Eugene.
Yeah,
he's throwing in the towel. I love that he's got a good attitude about it, though.
Yeah, he sounded a little loopy to me.
Definitely a little loopy. This is less great of a story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that he's at the game and will be cheering on the Dukes. It's less great that he had to throw in the towel and fly in the end. It's a better story if he makes it on the train.
I agree because I'd be so over it, but I feel like I'd also be super stubborn at that point. Like, I've come all this way for nothing. I need to stay on the train.
Yeah. But you don't want to miss the game. You don't want to roll in the morning after the game.
You don't. Yeah. That's the only bad thing. So, I mean, I see why he's doing it, but it's not as great of a story.
That's a sour ending to an otherwise great story.
He should take the train back.
I don't think he'll be taking the train anytime soon. He seemed happy, though.
Yeah.
He's looking at the majestic Rocky Mountains 4 days after he left Washington, D.C. I've been on those roads, never been on that train. I've been on those roads. They're not majestic. Until you get to the Rocky Mountains. He's dealt with 3 days of nothing. It's bleak out there.
I wonder what he did to entertain himself and stuff, too. Because when I took the train to New York, we had really bad Wi-Fi, and it was only working half the time.
Yeah, there's no Wi-Fi on that train.
Yeah.
This isn't that train. Yeah. This is for people who want to disconnect.
So it really, you have to have a book with you and appreciate nature and that's all.
Maybe he's been breaking down Oregon film. Maybe he's ready to coach the Dukes to victory on Saturday night.
Maybe.
We need this. Happy 25th birthday to Jaden Daniels, quarterback for the Washington Commanders. Turns 25 today. A lot of football ahead of him. Today's the final day of practices in Ashburn. I was intrigued by we're not putting him on IR because he wants to practice with his teammates and finish out the season. I think that all of my red flag warning signs have gone up here in this. Everybody does not see eye to eye. Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, Jaden Daniels. And for their sake, for my sake, for our sake, I hope they get in a room in January. Put down a couple Bud Lights and figure this out and get back on the same page. Because we just lived through one too many of these situations over the years. And they can turn bad. These little friction points can turn bad, especially for a guy who's going to be in a contract negotiation next year with the team. I hope they figure it out. You know what'll help fix it? Winning. Him coming back next year and just shredding the league. And getting right back to form. And by the way, I think he can do it.
It's tough that he's not going to get a chance this year, because I think that would really change the offseason conversation. It's going to be tough for him to have to listen to a whole offseason of, you're not a durable quarterback. What do you say to the critics who say you can't make it through a full NFL season? Because there's no answer to that. What's he supposed to say? No. Well, we watched. Like, there were four injuries this year. We watched. It's tough that he won't get a chance to prove it on the field this year, because we know how good he is. We've seen him be that good. We've seen him be that good this year at times. But it's a tough offseason in store, and a roster-building offseason, and they got to get younger, and it's hard to get younger in the NFL right now. You gotta take shots on guys, and I think next year's training camp is going to be as wide open as we've seen in a while. We've had a lot of wide-open training camps. This will certainly be one of them as they try to fill out key positions. Injury report coming here in a bit. A1 will relay that to you on A1 Radio. He's live noon to 3. If they drag their feet on the injury report, Grant and Danny will bring that to you during the Grant and Danny radio program, 3 to 6 tonight. Reminder, Saturday, you'll hear the Big River Rivalry High School All-Star Game at noon on our sister station, 1140 WRVA. Other college football last night, Old Dominion gets its 10th win of the season. Nice win for the Monarchs over South Florida, 24-10. This is what bowl games are for. Bowl games are not for the ninth place team in the ACC to play the ninth place team from the Big Ten. There are a smattering of teams at that level that appreciate being in bowl games. I think UVA Mizzou is a pretty good bowl game as these things go. I think those are two teams that appreciate being in a high-level bowl game. I think a lot of the teams in these high-level bowl games wish they were somewhere other than the high-level bowl game. And that takes a little of the juice out of it for me. You think about, like, is Tennessee excited to be in a bowl game? I can't think they are. They had bigger goals than that. Iowa Vanderbilt. Vandy was close. They were shooting for the playoffs. Iowa's just not a joy to watch ever. They're celebrating yet another. I don't even know their record. I'm assuming they're 9-3 because they're 9-3 every single season. Michigan, Texas. I can't imagine these teams are excited about this. But then you see last night, and ODU and South Florida was going hard for it too. It was fun to watch ODU finish its season with a win. And it's going to be fun to watch some of these lesser schools that just don't have access to that. Those are the bowl games that are going to be a lot of fun. Those are the bowl games where the teams are excited to be there. I think the whole system gets blown up at a certain point sometime soon. But that'll be up to people much richer and lawyered up than me to solve that. All right, I wanted to get to the Bears thing. I've got a few minutes left today, so I will. Kevin Warren ran the Big Ten for a while, expanded it all the way to California, despite nobody asking for that. He sent a letter to Chicago Bears season ticket holders yesterday. Bears fans, we love your passion, blah, blah, blah. As you know, the Bears had plans to build a new stadium in suburban Chicago to move away from their longtime home at Soldier Field. Despite blah, 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 this is the best thing that's ever happened since sliced bread. We have worked in good faith with Illinois leaders, but they have indicated we are not a priority in 2026, despite the benefits it will bring to Illinois. Okay, that's your standard posturing. We saw that from the Commanders, of course. They got mad at Virginia, mad at D.C., mad at Maryland. If you don't want to deal with us, we take our ball, go somewhere else. Now, it's tricky for the Chicago Bears because you can't move the Bears out of Chicago. They're one of a few very landlocked teams. You can't move the Chicago Bears. They're stuck in Chicago. It'd be like the New York Giants threatening to move. You just roll your eyes. You're not leaving New York. Now, they get two localities, so they can bet them against each other. The Bears have decided they need to play that game. We are going to evaluate opportunities to build a new stadium in Northwest Indiana. The Indiana Bears. Get ready for it. Here's the Kevin Warren letter. This is not about leverage. We spent years trying to build a new stadium. Our players and coaches deserve a venue that matches the championship standard they strive for every day. Anytime they say this is not about leverage, you know exactly what this is about. This is about leverage for the Chicago Bears. I'm going to say no chance. I think this is, like, at some point somebody's going to call a bluff around here. Feels like that's overdue in stadium construction. Feels like now's the moment for the people of Chicago to be like, yeah, have fun in Indiana. Good luck with that. We're not throwing a pile of money at you to keep you from moving to Indiana. If you want to do that, good on you. You can ruin your own thing. I don't see any scenario where that's legitimate. Kevin Warren, the rich get richer, running the Chicago Bears after expanding the Big Ten out to California, moving the Bears to Indiana. Somebody's got to just stand up once and be like, no, you're not. We see right through this. You're absolutely not. Got to strike while the iron's hot, though. Nobody better at that than the Commanders. Got their stadium deal done during the Jane Daniels year. Got training camp done during the RG3 year. Two good years in the last 20. They got major government subsidies out of both of them. Be nice to have a sustained winner. I think that would be good for business. Just a theory. Commanders, Eagles. Saturday pregame show starts at 2 o'clock right here on The Fan. Kickoff at 5. Gut check followed by the postgame. After it, we're back to Crosstalk with AWOD right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.